turn this one on.
Blog Talk Radio.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. This song.
Okay. God bless you all on today. Just trying to get started. Greetings in the precious name of Jesus. We're going to go to
hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Jesus, Satan will have to flee. Oh. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run into it and escape. Say yes. God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya. Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing, hallelujah.
When you've gone all the way back, amen, we're waiting on our speaker. So until then, we're going to enjoy one more praise melody. Hallelujah.
Sweetest name, I
Hello, Lord. Oh, we bless you today, God. Ah, how many feel like blessing the Lord? Hey, glory to God. Not just that old testimony about he woke you up this morning, started you on your way, but how many just feel like blessing the Lord for more than that? Because God has done more than that. He's a God of more than enough. Oh, glory to God. When I think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. How many know if God don't do it, it won't get done? Ah, if God doesn't do it, it won't get done. Hey, glory to God. I bless him for those praise melodies. Apostolic medley by Bishop Mark Moore. And also a praise medley by Tamla Mann. How many know that the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised? Ah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read into your hearing, and then we're going to get on into this segment today. We're excited about what God is doing for his people. We're excited about what God is doing in the nation. We're excited about what God is doing everywhere we go. Hallelujah. Keeps on blessing. Amen. Amen. I want to read into your hearing just a few of these verses. Higher to the most. Psalm 85 says, Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. Selah. Amen, amen. In verse 4 and 5 say, turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Will thou be angry with us forever? Will thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Verse 6, and we're going to end on verse 7. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. As we talked on yesterday about our destiny focus this week, the danger of division, the danger in division, of and in division. God is calling for his people to come back together again. God is calling for us to unite. He's calling up for us to be revived. He's calling for us to be redeemed and restored. We've lost something, people. Huh? And any time a people forget about God, they're going to lose something. So let God's presence, let his glory come back into our hearts. Let his glory and his presence come back into the hearts of the believers, not into the building, but into the body of Christ. We greet you once again in the matchless, awesome, precious name of our Savior. Hallelujah, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank God for another opportunity to be on a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank God for all of our listeners. We thank God for all of those that go on the archives. We thank God for all of our callers and all of our supporters that support this radio broadcast. But most of all, we thank God for the body of Christ. We thank God for having an inheritance. Hallelujah. We thank God for being children of the King. Amen. So we're going to open up with the word of prayer. On today, we thank God for the young man that's going to be ministering the word of God for us on today. That's none other than Prophet Carlos Pearson. We thank God for Apostle Johnson, Prophetess King, and all of the ministers and evangelists and bishops and leaders in the land, the prophets and the prophetess. We give God glory for you today. We even thank God for Sister Ruby Laird opening up our home for us to come in. Hallelujah. And host this radio broadcast for the past 2 weeks. Hey, glory, God always has somebody. Hallelujah. So, God, we're asking you to give us, Lord God, give us your blessings on this broadcast on today. Help us, Lord God, to minister a word that would encourage, that would empower, hallelujah, that would inspire, that would enlighten someone to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, touch the speaker on today. Anoint him, Lord God, where he can speak with thus say the Lord. Oh, God, and all of our speakers that are scheduled for the rest of the week, we asking you, Lord God, to grant that same favor upon them, Lord God. Oh, God, we asking you, Lord God, to be with us, Lord God. We come against every hindrance on today. We come against every blockage. We come against every obstacle that would try to come and cause this broadcast not to go forward. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we cast down every evil imagination. We come against seducing spirits today, God. We come against the God of this world, Satan himself. Hallelujah. And we lift you up today, God. We want to give you some glory. We want to hear what does say the Lord. We want to be encouraged today, God. Somebody is walking around with a hung down head. Somebody don't know you in the fellowship of your of their sins, God. Hallelujah. But we're lifting you up, Jesus, and we're giving you glory. We're giving you praise for all that you've done, all that you're doing. And God, we expect some great and mighty things from you, God. Oh, give us a mind to continue, hallelujah, to seek you while you may be found. Give us a mind, God, to call on you night and day. Give us mind to not get weary in well-doing. Give us a mind to not faint. Give us a mind to run this race, God. Hallelujah. Give us a mind, God, to think on the things of others more highly than we do ourselves. Oh, and God, we'll be careful to forever give you the glory and give you the honor and all the praise that you're so deserving of. Oh, God, we bless you. All the callers today, God. We thank you, God, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we asking you, Lord God, to remember evangelist Sharon Phillips. Continue to touch her body, God. Continue to strengthen her, God, and make her whole. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. We want to say by way of announcements, we want to continue to put in your memory bank, hallelujah, for you to block in the dates for the citywide Truth Fellowship Crusade in Raleigh, North Carolina on September the 5th through the 7th, 2013. Not next year, not next season, but this season and this year. Amen. Also, we want you to know that Dr. Winston Singleton will be with us on tomorrow and on Thursday. We haven't talked with Apostle Johnson yet, but we're going to, hallelujah, ask him to be ministering for us on Thursday. Amen. I was trying to confirm another speaker, and one thing with me, I don't wait. Hallelujah. I ask God to fill in that gap. And if that person is not available, he always has somebody to stand in the stead. So right now it's just tentative. Amen. So I'll talk with you after the show, Apostle Johnson. God bless you. But we want to introduce and present to us and introduce to some and present to others our speaker for the hour. And that's none other than the powerful, anointed man of God out of North Carolina, another young man that's preaching and teaching the gospel, another young man that's working in the vineyard, laboring in the vineyard daily. Amen. We're just so honored that he has taken out of his busy schedule to come and minister the word for us on today. And that's none other than Prophet Carlos Pearson out of North Carolina. So God bless you, man of God. Go forth. Amen.
God bless you, evangelist. I don't even call you evangelist, but I call you Apostle Bernard, and I give God praise for you. Amen. And all of you that are in the area, if I could just get the people of God just to open your mouths. I know you have your phones on mute. Just give God praise. Come on, let's give God praise. Come on, people of God, open your mouth and give him praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Come on, people of God, give God glory. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and give him praise today. Come on, magnify him, exalt him, for he alone is worthy to be praised. Come on, people of God.
Hallelujah.
Come on, people. Keep people of God, give him praise today. Give God glory. Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God alone is worthy. See, some of y'all need to give God a praise because some of you are in predicaments that you want God to bring you out of, but you don't want to respond through your praise. Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. I'm not going to. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. For some of you that I don't know, I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I give God praise. Amen. I first give honor to God, who is the Savior and the foundation of my life. Amen to this great woman of God, apostle, prophetess, evangelist, Adrian Bernard. I love you indeed. God bless you. Amen to Apostle Johnson. Amen to a dear friend of mine that is on the line with me tonight, Apostle Sean Carter Mitchell. God bless you. Amen to Household of Faith, to all of you. Amen to all the bishops that may be on the line. God bless you all. We just greet you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I just thank God for just this opportunity to share the word of the Lord with you. For those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 12. Matthew, chapter 12. When you find it, just say amen. As we know, Matthew is one of the four Gospels. Not only is Matthew one of the four Gospels, it was the view of life, of the life of Christ and how Christ came about, the expectations that scant reference by Tonicus and Josephus. Our entire knowledge of the life of Jesus Christ comes from the Gospel accounts. The early accounts probably were pleased on verbal and the Aaronic language in the records of the Greek manuscripts between after the death 60 and 90. All four Gospels built upon genuine historical tradition and perverse different aspects of it. The basic purpose of the Gospel is to present the Gospel message, the good news of the Redeemer Savior. Amen. I just want you to know tonight, we want to talk to you from a brief subject tonight. I'm giving a subject right before I give the scripture. It's called The Danger of Division. Danger of Division. Amen. Let's look at Matthew chapter 12, verses 22 through 28. And the word of the Lord reads as thus: Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed, and so much that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then this kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, and then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Precious Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you, God, that you are God, and besides you there is none other. Father, we thank you. We praise you. Father, we thank you that Carlos has already decreased. Now stand up in me, God, that you would get the glory, you would get the honor, you would get the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's look at this tonight. Let's look at this. A house divided cannot stand. People of God, we know we're working on the series called Amen. Amen. A destruction. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We got to understand, amen, the devil be a lie. Amen, the devil be a liar. Amen, we got to understand that the time that we live in now, that there is a lot of things taking place. We see in today's world that people of God, we have to understand that there is a lot going on in the world today, but there is a bad spirit of discord that's going on in the body of Christ. Whenever I say discord, we're telling people we shouldn't connect with this person, we shouldn't connect with that person, we shouldn't connect with this apostle, we shouldn't connect with that apostle. But we're talking about a danger. It's a danger to cause division, a danger to cause division. Discord will cause division in a house. Discord would cause division between friends. It would cause discord would cause a friction between people that's supposed to be laboring in the kingdom of God. But I'm finding these days we have apostles rising up against apostles. We have pastors rising up against pastors. We have leaders rising up against leaders. Satan loves when this thing occurs. Because whenever he know that he has the people of God arguing and fussing and mimicking and causing all kind of confusion, he's standing back laughing because he have already done what he needed to do to cause this confusion. Yeah. Well, people of God, I got news for you today. How is it that people say that they are leaders and they trying to cast out devils when they are devils themselves? Oh, God, have mercy, Jesus. How is it that we say that we're going to hear these certain people and we say that we have these people that's in the body of Christ and we're allowing these things to take place in the body of Christ? Well, people of God, I got news for you. We allowing our homosexuals to preach in the pulpit and prophesy in the pulpit. And then we allowing these same people to come along and lay hands on people. And they're not just laying hands, but they're thinking they're casting out a spirit. When they have the spirit themselves, Satan cannot cast out Satan. Now, people of God, we must understand that in the time that we come along and we say, well, the Lord wants me to pray for you. Well, we never know if that is a prophet or a prophet liar. Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. Now, and the people of God, we must understand that people love to use the scripture. It says, touch not mine anointed ones and do my prophets no harm. But we got people that's representing the kingdom of darkness, but they still saying that they are anointed. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Well, we looking at this particular passage of scripture, and it says that then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb. Well, people of God, we still got some people who are a devil, blind, and they still dumb. Well, what are you talking about, man of God? Well, we blind, we say that we can see, but you see not. Well, we say, well, how is it that we can see things in somebody else's life, but we can't see the same demon operating in our own life? We try to surround ourselves with people that may mean us good, but they not. What could look good to you is not good for you. Now, people of God, we must understand that we're living in an hour, that the enemy is raging war. But we as people of God must be on our face like never before. If I had to use for a topic, it's too much foolishness taking place in the kingdom. Well, why would you say it's too much foolishness? Because we're allowing these spirits to come about. We're allowing spirits that is not of God to be in operation. How are we allowing these spirits to be in operation? It's due to the fact that people of God, that people are turned over to a reprobated mind. When they thinking things that are wrong or right, and they making right wrong. Well, people of God, we must understand. How is it that Satan can cast out Satan and still believe that the house can stand? When Satan cast out Satan, his house is still yet divided. People of God, the only way that you're going to be able to cast out Satan, but you must have the spirit of God. Oh, God. Well, people of God, How are we supposed to represent the kingdom of God? When we, as people of God, we walk in darkness and we want people to see the light just as Christ is. People of God, how is it that we, as people of God, we come around and we see things just the way it is? I've got news for about 50 of you on the line today. It is what it is. You see things the way that God sees things. No, your mind is not crazy, but you discern right in the spirit of God. Many people, I hear people say, well, I have the spirit of discernment. But you can discern the bad, but are you discerning the good? Lord, have mercy, but when you know that you have picked up the phone, and you know this person is not living the life that they're supposed to be living. But we have the audacity to respect people. And how do we respect people? Because we hear them say that I'm apostle and I'm bishop so and so. But do we not recognize that they too have something that they are struggling with? But then when people come and tell you the gospel truth, you'll turn to somebody and say, they ain't never coming back to my church again. Lord, have mercy. But then we will go and get somebody that got more sugar than the law allow, and allow them to come in and prophesy. And whether they prophesy or prophesy, they still need deliverance. They still need deliverance because there are some things that they haven't dealt with from the time of the world until they decided to come over to the Lord's side. One thing about it, people of God, we must understand in this time, yes, destruction comes, but before destruction comes, God always send warning. Well, people of God, we're living in an hour now where holiness is a M-U-S-T, and I'm not talking about in little letters. I'm talking about in giant letters. Oh, God, Lord, have mercy. Some people are wondering why they are stagnated. It's because of the fact you won't grab a hold and embrace the kingdom of God. It's a shame to say, but people are having a form of godliness, and they're denying the power. I feel like preaching now. Well, people of God, we must realize that when we, as people of God, don't allow God to come in and do what needs to be done, stop half-stepping and saying that we're doing the will of God. Let's stop half-stepping and saying this is God. God says that in this hour, people must grab a hold to what he's doing, because he's not doing by might nor by power, but he's moving by his spirit. Lord, have mercy. People of God, we must realize that destruction causes division. Lord, have mercy. When we as people of God can go down and destroy with one another what this person is doing and what that person is doing, you're destroying people with your tongue. You're destroying people with your mouths. Yes, you are. Lord, have mercy. We have enough to deal with. Then we have to come to the house of God, where we ought to be able to come into the spiritual hospital and get what we need from the Lord. But we got more demons to deal with in the church than outside the church. And it's because of the fact people haven't been delivered from the world. Yes, you say that you have switched partners. You have switched partners, coming from the kingdom of darkness and coming into the light of God. But I've got news for you. You might have did it physically, but you ain't turned over or switched over spiritually. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Because if you have switched over spiritually, you will tell your flesh to line up with God's word. Lord, have mercy. How is it that we can cause discord in the body of Christ? We cause discord when we don't help our brothers and help our sisters. Lord, have mercy. How is it that we say that we love God whom we never seen, and hate our brothers without a cause. Hate our sisters without a cause. Lord, have mercy. We as people of God must learn in order to make it that the spirit that we say that we need to be delivered from, have God to deal with it, be delivered from it, and tell somebody your testimony. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing to come against God's anointed vessels. Do you not know when things are tearing up around you and you're saying, God, why is things tearing up around me? We so quick to allow ourselves to say Satan is tearing stuff up around us. Sometimes God will come and cause things to happen. He would allow Satan to come on your turf because you're running your mouths and saying things that's not of God. Lord, have mercy. We as people of God must realize we're living in an hour now. People love to hear when God is passing out favor. We love to hear when God is passing out blessings. We love to hear God is passing out money. But how is it that we miss the point of God saying, be delivered, be set free, and be made whole? How do we miss the point if we say that we are the righteousness of God? How is it that we can hear everything else, but we don't want to hear how to be right, how to stay right, how to live right, how to be right, how to treat our brothers and sisters right? Lord, have mercy. If we as a people will learn that is a danger to cause division. We wondering why our ministries is in a rut that we are in. Why people don't call is because think about the things that you're doing. Instead of praying, we're scandalizing. Instead of uplifting one another, we're scandalizing. We're talking about one another. We still have people walking around. I've been delivered from this, lying. I've been delivered from that, lying. People of God, God causes deliverance. But the thing about it is, we could get the surface deliverance, but we need to get the root of deliverance. When we as people of God get the root of it, and dismantle whatever spirit that we are dealing with, then we can operate in the kingdom of God to the fullness. How can we operate in the fullness? It's because the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We as people of God must know, when God has called you to a calling, he's called you for a reason. When God does things, he does things for a divine reason. Some of you today know that you are anointed from your mother's womb. And you have had friction to happen in your life. And you may say, well, why is this friction happening? Because of the fact, if you never go through anything, how are you supposed to tell anybody anything? People of God, the Word of God teaches us that when God has started something, he is a God that will finish it also. We must understand, people of God, that when we do things in the kingdom of God, we're not bringing glory to ourselves, but we're bringing glory to God. People shall no longer be able to take the glory of God, because the glory don't belong to you, but the glory belongs to God. See, people get big-headed when things begin to happen. When God begins to stretch them from every angle. They begin to get the big head. They begin to think it's about them, and instead of it being about God. People of God, I came to encourage you today. Don't represent the kingdom of darkness, but represent the kingdom of God. Come into the enlightenment of who God is. Don't be about the Pharisees want to be seen. Don't want to be like the Pharisees where they had to be heard. The Bible says over in Matthew 12 and 24, but when the Pharisees heard it, they said, the fellow doeth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. Don't be like the Beelzebub. Come out of darkness. Allow God to be God of your life. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, is brought to a naught. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. We represent the kingdom of God. We represent the kingdom of God. We are to unite. Where there is unity, there is strength. People of God, realize in this time and in this season that it's time to awaken out of your deep sleep. Awaken where you didn't see, begin to see. Where you didn't begin to hear, begin to hear. Where you was not hearing, begin to hear. The places you supposed to walk, go where God tell you to go. It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous thing to cause division. There's enough division amongst us African Americans to it's ridiculous. We as a people of God, if we will learn to stand together and say what God would like for us to say, not what we want to say. Let's give, you know, we as people, God, that person makes me sick. Yep, that's why you feel sick. They do things this way. It's a dangerous thing to hate a brother or a sister without a cause. Don't hate somebody because God is raising them up. Don't hate a brother or sister without a cause because God put the anointing on them and he didn't put it on you. It's a dangerous thing to hate a brother or hate a sister without a cause. God bless you, people of God. I hope I've said something to encourage you. I hope I've said something that will enlighten you. Let's be delivered. Let's be set free. But most important, let's represent the kingdom of God and walk in the light of God. God bless you. Prophetess Evangelist Bernard. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is still worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God is still worthy. Amen. We're waiting on Evangelist Bernard. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let me see, Prophet Pearson. Pearson has dropped off. Prophet Pearson?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. You done?
Yes, ma'am.
I had the phone on mute for a minute. I said, wait a minute. I'm checking the checking the switchboard to see if you were still there. If you dropped off, God, forgive me, please. But God, thank you. Even preach today. The danger of division. Division. And as you were speaking, Prophet Pearson, I went back on yesterday to, we talked about the danger of division. And I brought in Lucifer and how Lucifer was the son of the morning. And he brought in, you know, many times we confuse Lucifer with Satan, but we can't confuse the two. We can't confuse the two. And that's why we're so divided, because we don't know who's who. Lucifer was one of the most beautiful angels that God created. But because of iniquity, and many of us, we get things in our heart, and that's why I can't be involved in mess and junk and stuff, because the Bible said where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. So therefore, you have to separate yourself, and when there is confusion and chaos in the body, and the leaders fail to get that stuff squared away, It causes epidemic, okay? It causes things to just continue and continue. It reminds me of the plagues, hallelujah, that the Lord sent upon the land. He said, if you don't let my people go, I'm going to do dust and dust. And God is faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promise. So yesterday we talked about Lucifer being the bright, the son of the morning, being a angel that God had created. And he was beautiful. But because of his beauty, you know, sometimes when God has blessed us, I'll just use the female, for instance. You know, God put us here for the male. He made the female for the male. Amen. And some of us are coming all shapes, sizes, and forms. Some of us are light and beautiful, beautiful skin and beautiful hair and beautiful shapes and all of that. Amen. And sometimes we, our beauty causes us to become arrogant and proud and lifted up and, oh, I look better than this one. And that's what Lucifer did. Because of his beauty, he began to think he was higher than the Creator. So remember, Lucifer means son of the morning. Amen. But Satan is, after he got cast down, he took on the spirit and the nature of Satan. He took on that spirit of a devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we have to know who we are. It's danger, as Prophet Pierce was saying, in division. And I'm not going to preach anymore. I'm going to open up the lines, because we want to have some discussion. We want to be able to ask Prophet Pearson some questions. And we also want him to be able to pray for you all that's on the line today. We still have about 12 callers on the line. Amen. So we want to give you an opportunity. And this was a short and sweet message. And it don't take God all day to talk. Hallelujah. When God has a word, it don't take him all day to talk. He can speak in 60 seconds. Hallelujah. And it'll change the whole world. 60 seconds. One moment with the King. Amen. So we thank God for that word on this morning. I pray that you are encouraged. I pray that whatever division, whatever is dividing you, that guess what? You will reserve in your mind today that there will no longer be any division in my house. There will no longer be any division on my job. There will no longer be any division with my family. Ah, hallelujah. There won't be no more division with my sisters and brothers in Christ. We have to get to that place. Jesus is calling for us to be united. He said, oh, that's not for me, they're against me. Hallelujah. But if you're not against me, then you have to be for me. Amen. We get so jealous. God begin to bless our brothers and sisters in Christ. We claim, we praying for them. But soon as you see them with a new car, soon as you see them with a new pair of shoes or new dress, we out, we get upset. Hallelujah. As soon as the Lord begin to elevate us and promote us to another position in Christ Jesus, not because of who we are, but because of our commitment, because of our dedication, because of our faithfulness to God. See, you got to be faithful to God. Huh? You can't be faithful to folks and then you unfaithful to God. It don't work like that. He said, if you faithful over few, I will make you ruler over many. So the few things that God has given you, be faithful to it. Hallelujah. Because remember, God is on the righteous as well as the wicked. And he said, I reign on the just as well as the unjust. Oh, I want to be that just woman that God is reigning on. Hey, glory to God. I want to be the one that he said, welcome in, thou good and faithful servant. Come on in. I got a seat prepared for you. Hey, hallelujah. Thank you for that word today. There's danger in division. A house that's divided can't stand. A family that's divided can't stand. A husband and wife that's divided, they cannot stand. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to, I'm going to go to, hallelujah, the young man that, that Prophet Pearson invited on the line. I think this is his number. I'm not sure.
It's actually a lady. Amen. Apostle Mitchell. Amen.
Apostle Mitchell, what is his area code?
Well, she's actually on the line with me. Apostle Mitchell, you still there?
Amen. Yes, man of God, I'm still here.
Amen. Well, her an opportunity to have some words to say to the people. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone. I definitely have enjoyed the word on today. Men of God, you were just so on point. There's so much division on the people of God. Everyone wants to be better than the next person. It's time for us to stop playing church and having ministry. There's a difference between church and ministry, and actually God gave me this word last night. When we have ministry, we ministering to the people of God, and some people just want to have church and just have the building, but don't want to go outside the walls of the building and minister to the people of God in the street. So I want to encourage the people of God that's listening, but hear the sound of my voice, to stay encouraged and let's keep uplifting each other and praying for one another. We are our servant. Well, we're all supposed to be serving the same God, and God does not like division. Whereas the Bible says we're supposed to love one another. So how can you love God if we hate our brother or our sister in Christ? So no matter what our brothers have done to us, let's forgive them, mm-hmm. and keep moving forward and loving them. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you. What's your name again?
Apostle Sean Carter Mitchell.
Sean Carter Mitchell?
Yes.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Apostle Mitchell. We appreciate you calling in today and being with us on this radio broadcast. Don't let this be your last time. Amen. We see Sister Albertine on the line, and this a young woman was with us last week, and we just want to hear from her and see if she has any questions or any comments at this time. God bless you, Sister Albertine.
Hi, God bless you. I just want to say thank you. I have been telling and texting people about this ministry. It is so uplifting. I didn't know it was every day. I thank God now that I know. And I just want to say thank you for that message today, because I was dealing with a friend and I had to deal with forgiveness and letting go. and just praying for her instead of being angry. So I thank you for that word today. It was powerful and beautiful, and I just thank you so much, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. God bless you. I'm certainly happy to have you with us today. We have two more numbers that I'm not familiar with. I'll go to them. Area code 267, and the last four of your phone number is 6830. Can you greet us? Okay. Another area code, 985. God bless you. You don't have to say anything, but we're just acknowledging you, and that's what we like to do with our callers and our listeners. Amen. Area code 985, the last four of your number is 2152. Can you greet us?
Good afternoon, Evangelist. This is Kim. I was calling from my house phone. That's why you didn't know the number. But God bless everyone that's on the line, and that was an awesome word on today.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Kim. Doing the work. Stay on the firing line. Don't come down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for Sister Kim. God bless you. Amen. We're going to Prophetess King. God bless you, Prophetess King.
God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless each and everyone in their respectable places, Apostle Johnson, Prophet Pearson. I listened to the word, and it was good. But when it comes to division, we got to learn to pray for those that is doing all this stuff out here that's dividing one another. And we still, we divide ourselves each and every day when we separate ourselves, like in religion, when we're saying we're Baptist and we're saying we're Hinduism, all this, we're dividing ourselves that way too. It's not just we're with the mouth that you're putting on people and how people are being elevated. When you see that, you have to pray for them. You have to uplift them. You have to begin to just, you got to keep them on the floor. You got to be an intercessor for these folks that's out here that's causing discord, because when you see it and you're not praying for them, you're just like them. It's just, I don't understand when, you know, when people say this and that, but, you know, it's got to be uplifting for the folks that's causing division in the church. We should be with unity for one another. We should be loving one another. But it's just, we got this jealousy spirit that is going on and strife that's going on in the church, and it's got to stop. So I say, Evangelists, we just got to uplift one another and begin to pray for them, because it's displeasing. It's really displeasing. But, you know, I say this, Prophet Pearson, that was good. But we got to uplift one another. We got to begin to pray for these fallen leaders and what is going on in the church and what's going on with the leaders, period, and what's going on with the lay members. It's just, it's a lot of stuff that's going around that needs to stop.
Amen, amen. I'm in agreement with you on that, Prophetess King. Amen.
I'm serious, Evangelist. It's just because people are coming outside the four walls and they're not staying inside the building. They're coming out because they're being hurt by the leaders, or somebody's saying something to them that they don't like, or the leaders are just not leading them the way that they should. We got to pray for these folks. We really, because it is really displeasing in the body of Christ.
Yes. Well, that's why the scripture tells us in Ezekiel, God said he's going to get the pastors, the leaders that scatter the flock. Hallelujah. So some of us.
He's causing his wrath. He's causing his wrath. You're going to see people start dying in the pulpit. You're going to see a lot of things that he's not pleased with. It's just he's causing his wrath now.
Amen. Amen. Well, we certainly are.
You better get it right.
To lift up the men and women of God. And, you know, the Bible says, in the multitude of counselors, there are safety. Many of us are sitting, and many of us are judging, and we're judging ourselves by ourselves. And the scripture also said that is not wise. So I feel everyone in the body should be accountable to
We got to be helpless to one another.
There's nothing wrong with being independent. Mm-hmm. But you can't be so independent that you err and nobody can correct you.
Come on, that's what I'm saying. You gotta,
Go ahead.
People feel that they are so bigger than one another. My ministry is not no bigger than yours. Your ministry is not no bigger than Mother Space. And, you know, we all should support one another. We all should come together and love one another. We all should be uplifting, praying for one another day by day. You know, we got to get out of this stuff where we're seeing what's happening. I support your ministry. You support mine. And it'll cause unity. It'll cause love. It'll cause people to come in even the more.
Amen, amen, that's so true. But we also have to be mindful of the scripture where Jesus said he come to set at naught. And also the scripture I read on yesterday, when you hear wars and rumors of wars, guess what, the end is not yet. So some of these scriptures, not some of them, every scripture is going to be fulfilled. So we're not going to bring everybody together. But those who have to come together and serve God with a oneness of mind and a oneness of heart.
Come on.
That God is going to bless. Amen.
That is so true. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to Sister Tammy. So good to see her back on the line. Sister Albertine invited her to come on, and she was with us one day last week. So we just thank God for her. We're going to open up the line and see if you have any questions for Prophet Pearson or maybe a comment. God bless you, Sister Tammy.
Oh, hi. No, just want to say I'm glad to be here, and the message was great. So thank you guys for continuing to spread the word. I really appreciate it.
Amen, amen. So good to see you today. We're going to Sister Patrice. God bless you, Sister Patrice. Okay.
Amen. My phone isn't operating that well. However, I really enjoyed the message today. And may God bless you, men of God. And once again, this is word that is needed word for today. And I just thank you.
Amen. Well, God bless you, Lord. Appreciate you. We're going to start the tea and then Sister Dawn, and then we're going back to Apostle Johnson, and we're going to go back to Prophet Pearson where he can pray and have the last and final remark. God bless you, Sister T. Okay. We'll go to Sister Dawn, or we're going to go to Minister Lynn.
Sister Dawn is here. I've been trying to get on the line for the last 45 minutes, but I couldn't get on. I was in the store. I had to go to the store. I'm at work, but God bless everyone who's on the line.
Amen, amen. That's my oldest sister, you all. I love her dearly. She's always at work, but she calls in and listens to the women, to the men and women of God that expound on the word. So God bless you, Dawn. Minister Mims, God bless you.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, giving honor to you, Evangelist Bernard, Prophetess King, Apostle Johnson, the prophet that brought forth the word. I enjoy the word on today. It was truly food for my soul, and it is the truth, and I thank God for it because there needs to stop. You know, there is a lot of division in the church because of the fact that certain people are, you know, jealous of other people's anointings and for different crazy reasons. And we need not to do that because we all have our own part to play to keep the ministry flowing. We all are, you know, supposed to be on one accord so that we all can grow together. Thing that we need to do. God has given me my thing to do in the ministry. God has given you your thing to do in the ministry. God has given him and her their thing to do in the ministry. And if we all focus on our own calling, our own gifts that God has given us, and we all bring it together to the table, then the ministry will flow just the way that God desires for it to flow. And it's going to be effective because it is of the Lord. But when we begin to get in self, it's not going to flow, it's not going to grow, and it's not going to be effective. And I thank God for the word of God. And it's time for we as people to start speaking the true word of God and not just what people want to hear. So I thank God for that. And you continue to preach the word of God as God has given it unto you. And I give honor to each and every person in their respective places. And I love everyone. Thank God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Manns. We're just, you know, I tell people every day that, you know, when you offend me, you're not just offending me, you're offending God. So an offense to me is an offense to God. And once we get that mindset that if I do it unto you, then I'm doing it unto him. And we need to think that before we just act irrational and go and try to inflict some harm upon our brothers and our sisters. You're doing it as unto Christ. Hey, we're crucifying Jesus Christ afresh again. Amen. So I got to think before I just sit back on my bed and begin to plan and, you know, want to bring harm upon somebody. The Bible says, vengeance, the Lord say, vengeance is mine. I shall repay. And do you know if you have folks in ministry that are holding on to things that they've been holding on for 10, 15, 20, 25 years, and they still are prayer warriors, they still are bishops and apostles and all of this other crazy stuff, and you can't even forgive. Hallelujah. You remember the ought that you've had against me for 10 years? Come on. And that's why we see people flourishing in the natural. We'll see them with brand new cars and brand new homes, and they're decked out, and you think they got it all together. Well, my Bible tells me he rain on the just as well as the unjust. He's blessing the drug dealer and the cutthroat and the robber and the thief in the natural realm, just as though he's blessing me. But spiritually, your prayers are falling on deaf ears, and that's why we got so many praying churches, and that's why we have a form of godliness, a form of godliness. You come and dress up like you sanctified, but if you're like a raisin with hallelujah, there's no life, there's no difference in your heart, there's no joke. Have you ever seen so many mean-looking Christians? I mean, folks that you scared to even approach because they got a look about them. Hallelujah. And they're not spreading this gospel. They're not spreading the love of Jesus Christ. But I dare you to put a smile upon your face like Kirk Franklin said. Smile. Hallelujah. I dare you to smile. I dare you to encourage somebody. I dare you to make a telephone call and tell your sister and your brother in Christ that you're thinking about them. Not to get in their business, but to say, I'm thinking about you. The Lord put you on my heart, and I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for me. Oh, glory to God. Let me stop. Woo, I feel something right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want the blessings of the Lord, but guess what? We won't pick up our cross. The songwriter said, well, Jesus bear his cross alone, and all the world go free. Hallelujah. We want the blessings, but we don't want to suffer. We want the blessings, but we don't want to forgive. We want the blessings, but we won't unite. Oh, let me stop. Hallelujah. I could have preached every day this week. Yes, glory to God, because God gave me that early Saturday morning. He said, there's danger in division, Apostle Johnson. God bless you, Apostle Johnson. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Grace and peace to all. Certainly, I greet you with the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because the grace and peace of God is to where, again, the people of God are teached to say, peace be multiplied or peace be added unto you. And we're learning that that's what's needed in the church today. That's why the Apostle Paul always greeted the people of God with the grace and peace of God. But I just hear like a judge in a courtroom tapping on his gavel saying, order in the court. It's time for order to come back in the church. It's time for the church to stop arguing and making noise. Just like in a courtroom. courtroom, you can't make noise because the judge has to hear what's going on. And God wants to hear the praises of his people and see what he's doing in the lives of his people, not his people groveling and complaining and backbiting and talking about one another and putting each other down. I'm a basketball coach, and I love coaching other sports. I coach football as well. And one thing about it is you have to be a team. You have to learn to be a team player. And that's the one thing in the churches. People don't want to be a team player. People want to be a one-star man. It's just like when LeBron James went to the Miami Heat. Everybody was upset because they said LeBron should have stayed in Cleveland and stayed working by himself. But LeBron realized that you need help sometime to make it through. Even though you're strong in the area, you need help. You need somebody to compliment who you are and to make you stronger. So we all need to learn to be team players. We all got to learn to help one another and strengthen each other in the kingdom of God today. There's too much bickering going on in the house of God. Then instead of leaders listening to what somebody's bringing into them and shoveling into their spirit, it's time for us to shut it down. Or it's time for us to say, if you want to talk to me about that person, let's get them together on three-way. Let's talk this thing out. Don't let me smear them in front of you. That's not my job to sit here and listen to somebody smearing you, because now I'm endorsing witchcraft. Now I'm endorsing people with division amongst each other in the body of Christ. It's too much people trying to get public approval. It's time to graduate from public opinion and think about what God's opinion is about you. It's time for us to understand that order has to be in the house. Division belongs nowhere in the house of God. Division belongs nowhere, again, in the house of God. And we're walking with God. He's a God of love. That's why I said that some people haven't even learned who God is. Because the fruits of the Spirit teaches us about love. That's the first thing. Love. Then joy. But if you ain't got no love in your heart for people, and you got others fighting against others, guess what, baby? You lost in the battle. You lost. You haven't even learned who God is, because God is all about love. So learn to get it together. Learn to stand for what's right. Learn to lift up each other. Learn to pray and intercede for each other. Churches against churches. Preachers against preachers. Sounds like the work of the enemy. The house of God cannot. That's why he tells us in his word that we've got to build our church on a solid foundation. We build on a sand foundation, it's going to sink. We've got to learn to stand. Forever stand, saints of God, and be what God has called you to be. Put every bit of discord and hurt and anger and pain out of your spirit. Cause yourself to be angry, but to sin not. Cause yourself not to pick up the phone to say what Sister Sally did to you or Brother so-and-so did to you. But let it go and give it to God. Cast your cares upon him. Watch him make them understand their wrongdoing. But I just thank God today for Prophet Pearson and the word of God on what God gave him on today. I think it was a message that what God had given him in his heart to deliver to the people of God. And again, it's not about being seen, because the Bible says he'll reward you openly. It's not about being seen. In this season, we can't worry about being seen. We got to worry about being rewarded by God openly. You can endorse me, but if God don't, it don't make no difference.
Hey, glory to God. Amen.
God's endorsement is the biggest thing. God's endorsement tells me that I'm in line. And instead of us telling other leaders, well, you know, I see this about you. The Apostle Paul said, if it wasn't for the thorn in my flesh, if it wasn't for that thing that plagued me, that it would draw me closer to God. So we all have something going on in our life. We all got something drifting around. We got some dust somewhere.
Come on.
So, you know, yeah, yeah, yeah,
Okay, yeah, if you want to keep dust in the shelf till you see what kind of dust I got, you might find it.
Lord Jesus.
But if you find it, it says, if you find it, it says, I'm cleaning up.
Take it out. Cut it out, God. Do it first. Yeah, you know.
We got to understand. It's not our job to be sweeping and checking others. It's not our job to be talking about other leaders and what they've got. What is your issue? What is your problem? What is your circumstance?
That's another message, Apostle Johnson.
God Almighty.
Amen, amen. Well, we've heard the word today, what we're going to do about it. Amen, amen. Thank God for your Apostle Johnson. We're going back to Prophet Carlos Pearson, and we're going to hear the final remarks from him. And if there's anybody on the line that desires any special prayer, the man of God willing, ready, and able to, amen. I'm sorry, let me go to Sister Ruby. She'd like to have something to say. God bless you, Sister Ruby. You're on. Oh, praise the Lord, Apostle. Prophet Pearson. Remind me of Pearson, you know, the one that called him Pearson. It's a blessing the Lord used in my career today, and I'm just excited. You know, what I found out in the way that you were teaching and the different word about the vision and all like that. I looked and I said, well, you know, I need to look in the mirror first because Jesus Christ gives us a seat in the kingdom, and we are responsible for that seat. So basically I said, Lord, clean me up.
Mm.
Clean me up. Is it me being adding to this different types of problems? Am I around the church gossiping? Or I'm out there talking about the preacher, talking about the apostle. It ain't this. So for me, this was a blessing for me to examine myself. So pray, my sister, the Lord. It's just been a blessing. Amen, amen. Prophet Pearson?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen, we're back. We're going to open up the lines and see if there's anybody on the line that are that desire or in need of prayer. So we're opening up all the lines. If you have any background noises, would you please be mindful that Prophet Pearson is on the line, and we're opening up the lines, and you certainly, if you need special prayer, he's available right now. Amen? Amen. Prophet Pearson.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Patrice. I have an aunt that's in Michigan. She has, I'm not certain if it's cancer or not, but her bile, her digestive system is shutting down on her. And I'd like for you all to keep her in prayer that God may heal her body.
Amen. What's her name?
Hey, amen. She went in and she went out.
Anita Moore.
Alisa Moore.
Anita.
Anita Moore. Prophet Pearson. What city is she in?
Michigan.
Michigan. Okay.
Kalamazoo,
Michigan. Prophet Pearson. Prayer request. Prophet Pearson. Okay, he's popped off. Just a moment. Okay. Prophet Pearson?
Yes.
Did you get prayer request?
I got the prayer request. She went in and out. I was trying to find out what her aunt's name was.
Her name is Anita.
All right. Let's... Okay, let us go. Okay. All right. She's in. Okay. All right. Let's pray. Eternal God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you glory, God, in the name of Yahshua. God, we thank you, God, for being the creator of all mankind. Father, we come to you humble as we know how, thanking you and praising you, God, for this day. Father, we pray, God, that you will forgive us for all sins, transgressions, and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Father, now, in behalf of Sister Anita now, Father, that's in Michigan now, God, we activate Isaiah 53:5. And, Father, we speak to the council, and we command the council to dry up and go to the bits in the name of Yahshua. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory, God. We thank you, and we decree and declare, God, as it dry out, Father, that she would come back with a praise report in the name of Jesus. Father, of how you healed her, how you set her body free in the name of Jesus. Father, we command her body to line up with your word, and be thou now made whole, God. Be thou made healed in the name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. In the name of Jesus, Father, even touch her knees, the one that's standing in the gap for her. Father, we decree and declare, God, that you would do something awesome. You would do the unexpected, see, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we bind the hands of the enemy. And we speak to the air of the enemy, and we tell him that he's bound. And, Father, we thank you that healing has already taken place in the name of Jesus. Wherever the council is, God, we command it to dry up. We command it to go back to the pits of hell from which forth it came in Jesus' name. Even from the root, we break it now. It's broken by the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise for it. We give you praise. Take care of the both sides. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you and I give you praise. And we speak to her body, speak to Sister Anita's body, and command the body to be thou now healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for a praise report that shall come in. We decree this and declare this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
No one is making noise, and I'm trying to hear you.
I want prayer for my son, Jamal, and I'm also asking prayer for my sister, Danielle. Amen. So I want to thank you, pray for my son is in prison, and I want to thank you, pray for Danielle. I'm praying for speedy release for my sister, and even as she's going through there in the prison, touch her. And even going to quote
her.
That's my prayer,
Prophet Jesus. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, God, for these two people, God, Brother Jamal and Sister Danielle. Father, we thank you now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God. We pray, God, that you will forgive them for their sins, transgressions, iniquities in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. Father, I even thank you now that you even deal with Brother Jamal, God, and the call that you have upon his life. Father, I pray now that you will move on his behalf now in the name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare, God, that you reduce his sentence, God, that he would come out and do your will, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, God, that you will move quickly in the name of Jesus. Father, we command the mountain to be thou removed and cast into the sea. Whatever will cause him not to get out, God. Father, we denounce it now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for a victorious report. Father, we thank you for the praise report that shall come in like no before. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Yahshua. God, I give you praise for Sister Danielle now, God, and the call that you have upon her life now, God. I give you glory and give you praise. I give you praise. And I speak to her mindset, Father, that her mindset will begin to change, God. And, Father, that she will begin to tap into your will and your way in the name of Yahshua. Father, I give you glory. Thank you for the evangelism that's upon her life now, Father. Father, I pray, God, that she will respond to what you have anointed her to do. For such a time as this, I give you praise for it right now in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. I give you glory, God, in the name of Yakamandrosha. Jesus, I see Jamal coming out. I see Jamal coming out. Regardless of what he's sentenced him to, I see him coming out. And he shall respond to what God has called him to. In the name of Jesus, it is so. I decree it and I declare it. And it is so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. God, that you are the creator of all mankind in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus upon our family's life now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, Father, that you allow her daughters to come home safe and sound. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus if they're driving on a plane, on bus, or by train. God, we decree and declare, God, that they will come home in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for her company now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that an unexpectedly increase will take place in that company in the Yakota Rabba Sika Rabba Shire. Yakata Kota da 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 da. Jesus Christ, my Lord. Jesus, I'm praying for this company, but I heard the word in embezzlement. I heard the word in embezzlement.
Oh, Jesus.
Somebody's embezzling money.
Oh, Lord. Jesus.
Somebody is embezzling money. Oh, and exposure, Jesus. And it shall be exposed. It shall be exposed. You can't do no more shy. About little shy. Embezzlement of money.
Oh, Jesus.
People been needing to increase it for 6 months. I'm looking at 6 months to a year that increase was supposed to be given to employees, but they say they're unable to give it because of the money being lacking. The money ain't lacking. Somebody is embezzling the money, and God is going to bring exposure. I'm under the shire. Oh, Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Father. We decree and declare, God, that Sister Little's body will begin to line up with your word in the name of Jesus. Father, we activate Isaiah 53 and 5 on her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, God, that healing will be her portion this night in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Sister Little, you can't let everybody pray for you. You can't allow everybody to pray for you. I'm looking at a witch that has desire to take you out of here. There's a dark-skinned lady. I don't know what the connection is, but I see a dark-skinned lady. Every time she prays for you, it's like you get weak in the body. Your hair start falling out. But I decree and declare by the power of the Holy Ghost that your hair will begin to increase your strength in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that strength shall be your portion. I decree that strength shall be your portion. Ayamandro shai. Kiana na no bo shiki teketo kwa shai. But eat from this person's table no more. Don't eat from this person's table no more. You eat from this person's table, it's like you get real sick. It feel like you know, you're going to vomit or whatever. Don't eat from this person's table. They have desire to take you out of here.
Lord,
but I see your strength being renewed. God is renewing your strength right now in the name of Yahshua. God, I give you praise. I give you glory. God, I thank you for the praise report that shall come in. In Jesus' name. Begin to drink some water. Begin to drink water and watch God flood, and your strength shall come back like never before. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I could be also want to pray for Sister Ruby. She has been feeling a little weak. Pray for strength in her body. Amen. And for God to give her some energy. And also for her grandson, Michael. He has been diagnosed with cancer. And for his father, Thomas.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you. I give you praise, Father. We speak to this spirit of counsel. And, Father, we break the generational curse by the blood of you, Lord Jesus. And, Father, I speak to it, and I command it to go back to the bits from which forth it came in the name of Jesus. I thank you that deliverance shall begin to take place from the stomach up in the name of Yahshua. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will give Sister Ruby strength right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will give her strength like no before in the name of Jesus, that your will and way be done in Jesus' name. Father, I decree and declare now, God, that you will give her strength as a youth in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray now, God, that your will and way will be done in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you now, God, that you shall give her strength like no before in Jesus' name. Give her energy, God, as a teenager in Jesus' name. I thank you for giving her strength now in Jesus' name. Even for her grandson now, God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, God, that the Holy Ghost of God will put him under arrest now. In the name of Jesus. Father, that he won't be able to run another day without answering to you, God. In the name of Jesus. For you have a call upon his life like no before. And Father, we put a prophetic hedge of protection around him in Jesus' name. Not another day shall he drink, not another day shall he smoke. But Father, deliverance shall be his portion in Jesus' name. You will quote it on my seeker to the Oshaya. Thank you for victory now in Jesus' name. Father, your word says, whom the sun sets free, it's free indeed. God, I give you praise. I give you glory in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. I give you praise. Thank you now, God, for what you're doing right now. Thank you that she has Sister Ruby shall have strength like never before. I give you praise and give you honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. We have another prayer request. My sister Patrice, for her son, has been in prison, I think, over 11 years. His name is Marcus Powell. So she's asking for prayer for him.
Marvin Powell?
Marcus Powell. Yes.
Lord, as I once again, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Lord, I thank you, God. Yakata kota tabasi. Yekete kota tata bo si kete diyo setaba. Dromo si kete kota tata diyo setaba. Father, we speak to the spirit of Marcus in the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak now, God, that whatever was done, God, that they will reduce his sentence now. In the name, Father, when he go before the judge again, Lord, I decree and declare that, Father, they would give him time served. And, Lord God, but first of all, Father, we pray, God, that even now that the Holy Ghost of God will put him under arrest now. Father, that he'll respond to your call, respond to salvation, respond to your call in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. That word, Lord, your word says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father, we decree and declare a praise report shall come forth in the name of Jesus. Sister, you're ready to get a letter. And you're going to go to screaming and shouting and giving God praise. You're going to go to screaming, shouting, and giving God praise. Woo, God. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to, going to go screaming, shouting, and giving God praise.
Hallelujah.
I touch as a will as agree this day. Oh, it's, yes. Thank you, Lord. You're going to get a letter because he's coming home. Yakabandrosha. He's not going to be able to go around the people he used to go around no longer. He shall not go around the people he's been around. In the name of Jesus. Father, Father, we decree and declare, God, that he will find a church and get embedded in that church. His feet shall be planted. And, God, you will use him to do what you called him to do in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. Father, he will no longer, I decree and declare, God, he will no longer get entangled with the yoke of bondage. He will no longer get entangled with people that he don't mean him no good. But, Father, he will get strangled up and tied up within you, Lord God. I give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else on the line desiring prayer?
Hallelujah.
I would ask you to pray for my business and pray for my home. Please.
Man, what's the name of your business?
I have a hair company, and please pray for my finances. I'm a hairstylist, and I sell human hair. I have a hair company.
Okay, so you're a cosmetologist.
Yes, ma'am.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Her name is Sister Albertine, Prophet.
We thank you for Sister Albertina right now, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
you, Father,
Lord.
I decree and declare, God, that you allow clients to come in like a floodgate in the name of Yahshua. I decree and declare, God, that clients will begin to come in from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west in the name of Yahshua. And, God, I thank you, God. But God, whenever she get ready to do this, God, she shall be, Lord God, you shall, God, I thank you that even now, God, you will people to come like never before. I thank you that as these people come, God, that they may tell other people about this business in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
I thank you and I give you praise. I give you glory. Father, her work is so unique. Father, I decree and declare, God, that a magazine company will call her and tell her, God, that they want to put her pictures in a magazine that other people around the country shall know about her work in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise. I've given her the anointing for doing hair. In the name of Jesus. I give you praise for it right now. In the name of Jesus. God, I give you praise.
Yes, Lord.
God, I give you praise. 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 I thank you for the turnaround in her business right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I give you praise. Hallelujah. For the turnaround in her business. I decree this and I declare this by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a victorious report in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God, I bind the spirit of arthritis in her hand right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I speak to her hands, and I command them to be thou healed in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
God, I give you glory. I give you praise. Father, I thank you for her family now. I thank you for the turnaround even in her family now in the name of Jesus. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any more prayer requests before we have Prophet Pearson to close out with a word of prayer? Any more
Prophet
prayer
Pearson.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
This is Prophetess King. I need you to pray for strength for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the Apostle King right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bind every... Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Lord, I bind and I curse every prayer that was ever prayed against this woman of God.
Yes,
Father,
yes,
I pray,
yes,
God, and it go back to the bits from which forth it came in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for strength now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for strength, God, strength, strength. I thank you for strength. Renew her strength right now in the name of, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, I thank you for strength now. In the name of Yahshua.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I thank you for giving her strength now, God. And those people that want to see her dead, Father, it's going back to the dry place in the name of Jesus. You warlock, I see you. I see you, you warlock. And what you're trying to do, it will not work. I bind it in Jesus' name. Father, your word says no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. It may form, but it will not work. Lord, I thank you for giving her strength, renewed strength, renewed strength, renewed strength, renewed strength. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, I give you praise. I thank you for a good praise report. I thank you for a praise report, a show enough praise report. Father, give us strength as a young person. Give us strength as a teenager in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, I thank you. I give you praise. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
This is Minister Mims. I have a prayer request. I keep getting migraines and headaches. Sometimes I have to get shots for it. Done CAT scans.
That's witchcraft. And I curse it at the root.
Mm-hmm.
I curse it at the root.
Mm-hmm.
I curse it at the root. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I speak to the headaches and I command them to cease now and I activate Isaiah 53:5 on her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for peace that'll be her portion now in the name of Jesus. Father, you spoke the word. You didn't have to lay hands, but Lord, you spoke the word. Now, Father, the same authority you spoke the word, I speak it to Minister Pastor Mims now in Jesus' name. I thank you for victorious report now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, that her mind shall be cleared in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Sister T, I have a prayer request.
Yes.
Sister T, I have a prayer request. I just want to ask the Lord for strength and guidance. I have some decisions to make this week, and I need the Lord's guidance.
Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you for this woman of God. We thank you now, God, that you shall lead, guide, and direct her in the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path.
Yes.
Thank you for directing her path now in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, Father, for what you're going to do in her life now in the name of Jesus. Father, even the decisions. Father, be in the midst of the decisions. Show her what to do. Tell her what to do, Father. Give her a mind. Give her a heart, God, to be receptive. Give her an ear to hear you like never before. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I have a prayer request.
Yes.
This is Donnie, and I was calling for prayer. I've been having a lot of sleepless nights and fighting strong, some things. Also, I need a prayer for my mom. She was rushed to the hospital. She's dealing with something they diagnosed her with that she can pass out anytime, anywhere.
Jesus. Bless
her. Your name is what, sir?
Donnie.
Donnie. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you. God, I give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you now that the spirit of deliverance shall be their portion now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that now, God, we command his mother to be healed from the crown of her head. We activate Isaiah 53 and 5 right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, God, for what you're doing right now in the name. I thank you for the turnaround now in Jesus' name. I thank you. Ooh, I don't know, Brother Donnie, I don't know what's going on, but you need to check the medication your mom is on.
Okay.
Check the medication, because it may be where one of the medicines she's taking is too strong for her.
Okay.
Check the medication. Check the medication. But Father, we thank you, God, that we speak years on his mother's life in the name of Jesus. We speak strength to her now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We thank you for this young man standing in a gap for his mother, God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Donnie, you can't run no more.
Hallelujah.
You can't run. God has a specific call upon your life, and you trying to get around it, but there's no way to get around it. You are the anointed vessel in your
Jesus.
Family.
Jesus. Jesus.
You are the anointed vessel. You alone have the power. The Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Do you not know that you have the power to reverse the curse that's on your family?
My God.
Stop running. You have pastorship all over your life.
My God.
You have pastorship all on your life, and you trying to run from it. You can't run from this. This is your assignment.
Lord.
This is your assignment. So you looking at other folks in your family to do it, but God says, I'm calling you. He's going to raise you up because you are the remnant that shall and will obey God for such a time as this.
Mm.
You can't run no more. Get in the Word. Stay in the Word. God wants to talk to you through the word. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no more prayer requests. I think we have covered everybody that's still on the line. So we thank God for you. We're going to go back and let Prophet Pearson. We want to just remind you that tomorrow Dr. Winston Singleton will be ministering for us, so tune in early to hear this man of God. Again, we're continuing on with the danger of division. So thank God for Prophet Pearson. Thank God for you, man of God, coming on and exerting the energy that you exert. We ask in the Lord to replenish
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen him, Lord.
God would just open up new doors of opportunity for you to go and minister, for you to go and be a blessing to souls all across the country. Yeah, we're looking for God to open up a door where you can come on the West Coast. Hallelujah. God is opening up some doors for you all this season, not next season,
Amen.
But this season. Hallelujah, not next year, but this year. In the name of Jesus, we declare and decree new doors, hallelujah, new doors, new avenues, new pathways, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Amen. We're going to let Prophet Pearson to close us out with the word of prayer. Thank God for each and every one of you. We didn't see anybody on the chat room. We want you to know that you can go back into the archives and listen to this message. You can also go to our website, www.newdestinyministries.com, and you can listen to these messages on the website live, or you can go into the archives. Amen. So we thank God for you. Thank God for Prophet Jesus on today. God bless you, man of God.
Father, we thank you for every person on this line tonight, God. We pray, God, that you endow your people with power and understanding. Continue to give your people wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word. And, Father, we decree and declare, God, that praise reports will begin to flood in from the north, south, east, and west in Jesus' name. We thank you. We give you praise, Father, for every person. Father, we thank you for the Apostle Bernard tonight, God. We give you praise for what you're doing in her life now. We thank you, God, for what you're doing even now, strategically doing in her life now. We thank you for the anointing, God, that she has suffered for. Now, Father, we thank you, God, that now no more the former, but the latter shall reign on her life like never before. I thank you, God, that you shall do the impossible in her life now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to close out. God bless each and every one of you all today. Continue to keep the Lord in your heart. We're going to close out with a apostolic.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me who can stand. Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah. Yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand when we call on him. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous run into it and are safe. Say yes. Oh. 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 My. God bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya. Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing.
God bless you all. Have a Jesus Day. We'll see you tomorrow with Dr. Winston Singleton. God bless you, Poppy Pearson. Have a beautiful day. In Jesus' name.